The Ghana Immigration Service has denied media reports of an impending strike by some officers of the service. The service admits some challenges with regard to payment of salaries to about 324 newly recruited officers. But the PRO, Francis Pamdeiti, says the code of conduct of the security services does not allow Immigration Service to embark on strike. He said the service is collaborating with the Ministry of Finance to ensure that the officers are paid. He was speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive.
No, the GIS is not planning to embark on a strike action. And so I would say that if the indication or the perception out there as a service, we know that we are not allowed to engage in industrial action because of the unique position and the unique role we play as a security service. So we are not intending to go on a strike action.
Is it also true that about 324 personnel recruited into the service have not received their allowances, and this could be some of the reasons, although you said you're not embarking on the service? Do you have any challenge there like that?
Yes, we have a challenge there because these officers who are agitating, they haven't received their salaries since they passed out and became part of the institution. This is a challenge which is not very comfortable with the management of the institution. I am aware that management has been having this back and forth with the Ministry of Finance about the need and the urgency to pay these young officers who have passed out, and we are heading for the 10th month. It's also a case that we have some other intake that is also suffering the same predicament. That's the cadet intake 7. The entire number becomes 390. It's quite a significant number, and I think that all has to be done to rectify the anomaly. I know that management has advanced some money to some of them a few months ago just to cushion the hardship they are going through. As I'm speaking, I know efforts are being made to still advance some money, but that is inadequate because these are officers who are going to work at post on a daily basis. They report to work every day for the past 10 months, and it's just difficult to not to sympathize with their predicament, especially when the standard of living is not that low. You have to pick a car to work. Some live in Kwaswa. They have to report to the headquarters. It's a situation that we as GIS are concerned about. Efforts are being made by management to resolve the issue. This matter, I believe, has to be treated and seen to be an issue which desires every agency.
That was the PRO of the Ghana Immigration Service, Francis Pamdeiti.